Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2013. I'm Holly Keene, and this is Raven News. The city of Sitka released more information Tuesday about suspension of municipal administrator Jim Dinley. On March 28th, the assembly voted to suspend Dinley for 2 weeks without pay in response to a city employee's complaint. The suspension began Monday. KCAW obtained a copy of the disciplinary letter placed in Dinley's personnel file under the city's open records ordinance. Ed Ronco has more.
The letter says Dinley violated the city's anti-harassment policy on two separate occasions. One involved remarks he made to an arbitrator in September of 2011. Another involved comments at a staff meeting in January. The letter does not elaborate on what he said. It does say Dinley's conduct has created a potential liability to the city and borough, and it admonishes him, reading in part, "As the municipal administrator, you are a key public official of the municipality. You set the tone for the municipality's working environment and should lead by example in speaking of and treating all persons in a consistently respectful and professional manner. The assembly expects you to exercise better judgment in the future in regard to the language you use," unquote. According to the letter, Dinley was given the opportunity to write in response, but declined to do so. Teresa Hillhouse was municipal attorney when the complaint was filed. Reached Tuesday at her new office in Anchorage, she declined to comment on any specifics. Current municipal attorney Robin Kochak referred KCAW to Sarah Heidemann, the outside attorney who investigated the complaint for the city, but Heidemann did not respond in time for this story's deadline. The unpaid suspension lasts through April 12th. Dinley is scheduled to appear before the assembly for his annual evaluation on April 16th. That date was on the calendar before the suspension was announced. Dinley has been municipal administrator in Sitka since 2008. He received a favorable evaluation in front of the assembly in 2011, and his initial three-year contract was extended another three. He earns approximately $122,000 a year, and his current contract expires in 2014. Prior to coming to Sitka, Dinley was the city manager in Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia, a community of about 9,000 people just across the state line from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
You can read the disciplinary letter from Jim Dinley's personnel file on our website, kcaw.org. A Seattle-based tour company is adding another vessel to its Alaska routes. The Uncruise Adventures is one of several small ship lines increasing capacity in what appears to be a growing market. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
It's still a few weeks before the tourist season begins, but the small cruise ship Wilderness Explorer is already tied up at a Juneau dock. It just finished a charter and is being cleaned up for its summer duties. Larry West leads the way on board, pointing out some of the amenities.
One thing you'll notice if you look at the back of the vessel is it's been sort of modified to accommodate a platform that can be easily lowered into the water to launch kayaks and things.
On the other side of it, once you're done your active adventure, you want to come back in. This place also, we always have saunas and hot tubs on all of our vessels so that you can come back on board and relax until the next day's adventure.
That's Lori Cooper, an expedition guide for Uncruise Adventures, which also employs West. The 76-passenger Wilderness Explorer is one of several ships added to the company's lineup in recent years. This season's edition is the 88-passenger Legacy, where West will lead a team of costumed guides.
We will be focusing especially on recreating authentic historical moments.
The living history theme is a different approach for Uncruise Adventures, the new name for sister lines Intersea Discoveries and American Safari.
The vessel itself is designed to look like patterned after a vessel from the late 19th century that would have brought anxious miners to Alaska in search of gold in the Klondike.
The Legacy used to be the Spirit of 98, one of a fleet of small ships operated by Cruise West, which went out of business about 3 years ago. Other companies, including Sitka-based Alaskan Dream, have purchased and renovated other Cruise West ships for inside passage operations.
I think this coming season, we'll actually be seeing more small cruise vessels in Southeast than ever before.
Joel Hansen of Sitka works for the boat company, a two-ship line sailing between Juneau and his hometown. Unlike the big cruisers, there's no centralized database of small ship sailings, but Hansen's convinced capacity is increasing.
I think the trend is probably, you know, it may not grow rapidly, but it does seem to be, and it has the potential to continue to grow.
It's always nice to have visitors come to town and be interested in just our unique culture.
Liz Cabrera works for the Petersburg Economic Development Council. Her town sees no large cruise ships dock during the summer, so when a new small vessel ties up, the passengers are noticed.
And hopefully spending a little bit of their money on our local shops downtown, and that's great for our merchants and also for our sales tax revenue for our borough.
Many small ship passengers have more money. Their cruises often run in the range of $3,000 to $12,000 per person. A number of the small lines employ regional residents. Sitka's Alaskan Dream Cruises makes that part of its marketing with the slogan, True Alaska with True Alaskans. Dan Blanchard of the Uncruise line says his company is opening an office in the capital city this May.
We are slowly moving more and more up to Juneau, particularly in the form of our operations into the company. I think, you know, it's hard to say how far we're going to go with that, but we're definitely headed in that direction.
His company's newest ship, the Legacy, leaves Seattle for Alaska at the end of this month. Other small lines will follow, sailing along with the much larger ships through September. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
We also have photos of and links to some of the small lines serving Southeast on our website, kcaw.org. They're posted with this report. Rob Kinnean is a chef from Anchorage and the founder of Fresh 49, an organization that raises awareness in Alaska about the benefits of using local foods. As part of his tour through Southeast earlier this spring, Kinnean stopped in at Sitka's Mount Edgcumbe High School and taught a cooking class. Although Kinnean is a Tlingit with roots in Petersburg, Sitka, and Metlakatla, he is a ready hand with delicacies from other regions, including muktuk sushi. Mount Edgcumbe junior Chanel Afghan is involved with the Fish to Schools program. She attended Kinnean's class and sent this audio postcard.
So I've got some cooked rockfish because I knew that I didn't have a place to bake this, and I broke it up into smaller pieces. I've got the rice that's already cooked. So we've got a hot pan, got these vegetables cooking.
My name is Rob Kinnean. I'm an Alaskan chef. I'm currently living in Anchorage, but I was born in Southeast Alaska.
Just crack an egg or two, actually maybe three.
So tonight we came in and to homeroom here at Mount Edgcumbe High School, and we made some fresh rolls. And what I like to do is take something like a fresh roll that's pretty common and then integrate sort of traditional foods into that. So kind of a contemporary recipe with traditional foods. So we had the rice paper, the spring roll wraps, and vermicelli noodles and carrots and celery. But then we accented it with smoked salmon and sea asparagus and goose tongue and black seaweed, and then we had seal oil as well. So that's nothing that you would ever get at a restaurant or anything, but at the same time, it's something that kind of takes those traditional foods and gives them kind of a new light to look at as far as what you can do with them.
Who are you, and where are you from?
Pilani Myers, and I'm from Angoon.
So have you ever eaten the spring rolls before?
I've had Thai spring rolls, but not this. It's really good, only because I put the ingredients in there.
What's your favorite traditional food?
Pickled gumboots, pickled fish, smoked fish, dried fish, herring egg salad. Yep. Okay, cool.
My name is Kara Ingram, and I'm from Dillingham.
Okay, Kara, what's your favorite food from home?
Probably salmon berry agouda.
How's that made?
First, like, you pick the berries, and then you add sugar and Crisco, yeah. And you mix that all together, and then you eat it.
Omega-3 fatty acids, or vitamin D, vitamin D is found pretty much by sun. So in your environment where there's no sun, these, you know, like whale, seal, salmon, all have rich omega-3 fatty acids, which really help.
My name is Tracy Gagne, and I am the community sustainability organizer for the Sitka Conservation Society, and I coordinate the Fish to Schools program.
What did you hope for students to take away from the cooking class today?
I hope that they had a sense of connection to home and that they're excited about trying different foods and getting creative in the kitchen and just having an opportunity to actually cook and be hands-on, because I know that's something you guys don't get very much of.
My name is Trevor Wiseman and I'm from Chifornik.
What's your favorite traditional food from home?
Big bird with honey on it.
Why is that your favorite food?
Because my mom makes it, like, so tasty.
Do you have anything else to add, Tracy?
I want to give a shout-out to you, Chanel Afghan, for being such an amazing facilitator and getting fish to the school. I think Mount Edgecombe needs to know that you are an incredible asset to this student body. So thank you for making this all possible.
That's silly. Okay, I think that concludes the interviews for right now.
Student reporter Chanel Afghan is a junior at Mount Edgecombe High School. She is from Nunam Iqua on the mouth of the Yukon River. Kenyan's visit to Mount Edgecombe was co-sponsored by the Sitka Conservation Society and Search Health Promotions. You can see pictures from the class at our website, kcaw.org. Alaskans contributed a record-setting $2.4 million to charity through Pick, Click, Give. That is the program where Alaskans can donate to the charity of their choice with their permanent fund dividends. This year, Alaskans chose from 471 different nonprofits in 48 Alaskan communities. Alaska Department of Revenue data shows that 26,093 Alaskans pledged $2.4 million to Alaska nonprofits in 2013. Total contributions were up 10% from last year, with almost 3,000 more Alaskans donating this year. Overall, 4.7% of Alaskans who filed for their PFD online made a donation through Pick, Click, Give. And that's all for Raven News. If you've missed any of our stories or would like to hear them again, please visit us online at kcaw.org. You're listening to KCAW Sitka.